listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.
And hello, everyone, from the Bath County Owingsville Recreation Complex in Owingsville. This is Randy Stacy sitting in today for Jeff Ray, along with Roy Wright, for a key 61st District baseball game between the Round County Vikings and the Bath County Wildcats. This should be a good one. Round County comes in at 14-3 overall, 9-0 in the region, and 2-0 in the district. They won 13 in a row to open the game. They're now 1-3 in their last four contests. Bath County 14-4 overall, 4-1 in the region, and have not played a 61st district game yet. They opened with 11 game winning streak and 3-7 since. Round County, coached by the veteran Scott Collins, and the veteran Patrick Armitage handles Bath County. We'll be back with the lineups and more after this on WKCA.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Ware Gray Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
For Round County, leading off and playing shortstop will be sophomore Aaron Pennington. Hitting second, the DH, senior Hayden Maines. In the third spot will be senior Chance Furnish, and he'll be catching. Hitting cleanup and playing left field will be senior Hunter Hampton. In the five spot will be right fielder Caleb Cooper. He's a senior. In the sixth spot, second baseman Abram Norton. He's a junior. The seventh place hitter and first baseman is junior Ben DeHart. The eighth place hitter and pitcher is Colby Wilburn. He's a senior. Hitting ninth and playing third base will be freshman Grant Rose. And in the non-hitting spot will be junior center fielder J.A. Ingalls. Pennington, Maines, and Furnish, Hampton, Cooper, and Norton, DeHart, Wilburn, and Rose, and Ingalls in the outfield for the Round County Vikings. For the Bath County Wildcats, leading off and playing shortstop will be senior Corbin Sorrell. Hitting second, the third baseman, junior Memphis Beadle. The catcher and number three hitter is senior Jay Smith. The cleanup hitter and second baseman is senior Brock Donahue. Hitting in the fifth spot and pitching will be senior Braden Roussis. Hitting in the sixth spot will be sophomore designated hitter Isaiah Williams. In the seventh spot, the first baseman, junior Colton Carpenter, excuse me. Hitting eighth and playing left field will be senior Clay Manley. The ninth place hitter in right field is Logan Hiley, a senior, and Adam, center fielder, a senior, will be in the non-hitting spot. So it's Sorrell, Beadle, and Smith. That's Brock Donahue, Braden Roussis and Williams, Carpenter, Manley, and Hiley. And two nights in a row these teams will play. We're with you tonight on WKCA and pleased to be setting in for Jeff Ray, who's in Louisville on assignment. And tomorrow night I'll be back at WIVY 96.3 for the game between these two teams at Moorhead's new field. I mean, excuse me, Round County's new field in Moorhead. What do you think, Roy?
Well, best day of the year for weather-wise so far. I know both these teams went south. Bath County went to Fort Walton. I think Round went to Myrtle Beach. Both teams had success down there. Bath went 2-2, and I think Round was probably 4-1, 3-1, 3-2.
I think they actually only got to play two of the games.
Okay.
They got into rain trouble. Yeah, only two games, and they split.
And last week, if they'd have been here, they wouldn't have got to play a game, or the week that they were on spring break. Last week, terrible weather here, but today and tomorrow looks good. The district game, you know, used to when you played these, didn't mean anything, but now that they're seeded, you know, you want to try to, I know what Bass taking, to stay out of that fourth spot. And if you can get one, that's great. But the last few years, it's been Bath and Fleming facing off in the district and Round and Menifee. So big game for both these teams.
Braden Roussis is a right-hander. He's been in, this will be his fifth game, fourth start, 24 and two-thirds innings pitched, 15 hits, 12 runs, 8 earned. He's walked 8, struck out 24. He's 2-2 with one save and a 2.62 earned run average. Defensively for the Wildcats, Manley in left, Witt in center, Hiley in right, Carpenter, Donahue, Sorrell, and Beadle, first to third in the infield, Smith behind the plate, and Roussis on the mound. What do we get from Roussis?
Good fastball. He's picked up speed. He's gotten a little stronger, and the key for him is being able to get that curveball and off-speed pitch over the plate so it, they can't just set on the fastball.
Just about ready for that first pitch.
All right. The first pitch is sponsored by Montgomery Tractor, Mount Strone, Randy, Klein, and Beaver Klein. Been in charge of them for a long time, and they also have a business now in Flemingsburg that they bought. And so if you need a lawnmower, any tractor supply, that type of stuff, they've got it ready for you.
Bad boy mowers.
All right.
That's what they say. First pitch is punted foul and back over the screen for strike one.
And we do have these awards that WKSA sponsors. Ira Kilburn opening argument, Downtown Athletic Club defensive play or player of the game, R.L. Cottle offense, the play or player of the game, and the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award.
What is... we're going to get a ground ball to the second baseman. It's fielded by Donahue. Throws to first, and there's one down. What is the opening argument tonight?
Key for Bath County, again, they've been solid, Randy, all year long with their pitching and defense. We've struggled to score some runs, but if we can throw strikes and make the plays as we normally do, we should be in the ball game, and that'll be the determining factor.
Main steps in. 466 hitter, 2 doubles, 7 triples, 1 home run, and 18 runs batted in. He's a University of Kentucky signee as a center fielder and pitcher, but he's got a bad arm right now. Takes that pitch off the outside corner for ball one. 300 down the lines, 330 to the alleys, 350 to straightaway center field, and prevailing winds come in. That's in the dirt. 2 balls and no strikes to Hayden Maines. He's Round County's ace. He did get to pitch a bit before he got hurt. And then he's out for the year, all likelihood pitching. Hits that one on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maines was 2-0 as a pitcher, a perfect 0.00 ERA with 17 strikeouts in 12 innings, but that's not available right now. University of South Carolina Upstate signee Chance Furnish comes up. He's hitting .549, 8 doubles, a triple, 2 homers, and 24 runs batted in, hits from the right side, and Maines can run outside for ball one. Maines 12 of 13 on steals this year. Bath County runs a lot more than round, I think. Round's a little more careful, and they have some guys in the lineup that really don't need to be running.
The Bath is more of a small ball type team that don't hit a lot of power or a lot of extra base hits. They rely on the walk or two, a hit, and try to move them over.
Pitch right down the heart of the plate to Furnish. It's 1-1. Yeah, Round County 51 of 54 on steals, and Bath County 58 of 62. Pretty good numbers
pretty
for
good
both
percentage,
of them.
Yes.
Stretch by Roussas. Pitch to Furnish. Is upstairs. And it's 2-1. Furnish got good pop. I mean, you don't hit a lot of home runs necessarily in high school. And so far, Maines has given him a chance to drive the ball to the gap. Pitch. Bounced on the ground to the shortstop. It'll be a tough play. Coming in to get it is Sorrell. Throw to first is in time. Going to third is Maines. That was a bang-bang play at
It was. First. Close play. Kind of shortstop kind of took his time on it, but did make the play nevertheless. And he did have to charge it, though.
Yeah, it was a slow bouncer. It's thick. You don't have this slow bouncer anymore up at Round County on the turf. That one, the heavy grass here, slows it down a bit. Hunter Hampton, senior, stands in. He is a Georgetown College commit. Has not signed as of yet. Pitch to Hampton. Breaking ball. Almost a slurve as it was well outside for ball one. Hampton hitting .388. 5 doubles and 15 runs batted in. What was that pitch, Roy? Just a running fast, running cutter or something?
Yeah, I called a curveball.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. That was...
It'll be a long night if we don't get that pitch.
Oh, you got that right. That was just above the letters, I guess. 2-0 the count to Hampton. 2-0 pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Sorrell fields. Throws to first, and that retires the side. In the inning for Round County. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man left on after one half inning of play. Round County nothing. Bath County coming to bat.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to short-lived and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lick, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell. Funeral Director at 683-2871.
Senior for Round County, Colby Wilburn. This is fifth game and fourth start. 16 and a third innings pitched, 18 hits, 12 runs, 8 earned, 5 walks, 16 strikeouts, and he's 3-0 with a .343 ERA.
I remember that name from basketball. Pretty good basketball player, too.
Yeah, he was. He throws a fastball, changes it a little bit. He's also got a breaking ball, and been known to throw some sort of changeup that looks like a forkball or whatever. We'll see how often he throws that. Defensively for Round County, Hampton in left, Ingles in center, Cooper in right, DeHart, Norton, Pennington, and Rose, first to third in the infield, and the catcher is Furnish. And Wilburn, the right-hander's on the mound. One thing Colby's got to do is keep his pitch count down, and I don't think the young kids think about that a lot, but with the pitch count determining how long you can pitch, and plus, you know, fewer pitches you throw, the stronger you can be in those late innings, and I think that was a nice inning, certainly for Braden Roosis.
Right. I don't keep the pitch count, but it couldn't have been over 10 or 11, maybe.
I didn't keep it either, but, you know, just common sense, that looked like a good inning for the pitcher.
Anytime you don't give up a run and only face four batters, you've done good.
Sorrow hitting .242 with four doubles and 15 runs scored in from the right side. They're back at third. Here's the pitch. Ball's hit in the air to the right side of the infield. Norden comes in a couple of steps and makes the play. Memphis Beadle, the third baseman up now. Beadle hitting .277 with a double. 10 RBIs and 11 runs scored.
Beadle sometimes catches if Smith is pitching or Smith is a shortstop, but been playing second. Kind of a jack of all trades, pretty good at everything.
Here comes the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Now you don't see Furnish catch it that much that way very often. He had to go out and get it. Usually he's framing that baby. 0-1 the count. There's that off-speed pitch that really just drops off the table when it gets there. He gets a swing and a miss from Beadle for strike two.
Round County defense playing pretty much straight up in the outfield.
Here's the next pitch. Fouled off to the right. Beadle had to make a late poke at it. It looked like it was going to catch the outside corner, and it stays 0-2. Pretty deep out there. I don't know what the common thing in this ballpark is, but like you said, it's usually any wind there is blowing
in. It's coming
in,
yes.
Once again, Beadle fights it off to the right side off the screen, and it remains no balls and two strikes. Man on deck probably has the best pop in this ball game. I know, well, Hayden Maines has got some pretty good pop, and so does Furnish, but Jay Smith coming up next is he's a gap guy. 0-2. Strike three on the outside corner.
We didn't have to wait for the umpire to say that one. I could tell that was a strike all the way.
Gap Eddie, number two.
Smith comes up hitting .447 with a homer, 12 doubles, 20 runs scored and 17 runs batted in. Got a pretty good baseline jumper, too.
Mm-hmm. See how they pitch him.
I'll throw him backwards for one thing. He comes in with the off-speed pitch to start that one for a ball. Ball's hit foul off to the right out of play, a fastball up in the zone, and it's 1-1. Wilburn stretches all the time, and he sets actually below the belt, but that's just his style. One the count, and the pitch, fastball.
Now, Bath,
off to the right.
Bath has a pitcher that goes from a stretch all the time, and you know, you may lose a mile or two off your fastball by going from the stretch, but also you're going right all the time, so your consistency is better than finding the strike zone a lot of times.
One ball, two strikes, a count. Plate umpire needing new ammunition already. All those foul balls going off to the right. And keeping it away from him, Roy.
Pretty good move.
1-2 the count to Smith. Fool just misses outside. 2-2 the count to Smith. Wilburn shakes off the sign from Furnish. And the break-even pitch. Hit in the air to center field. Ingles comes in a few steps. makes the catch, and that retires a side. Nothing doing for Bath County in the home half of the first inning, and after one complete, Brown County nothing, Bath County nothing.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Five, six, and seven scheduled up for Round County. That's right fielder Caleb Cooper, second baseman Abram Norton, first baseman Ben DeHart. Cooper hitting 354 with five doubles, five triples, and 18 runs batted in. Got a pretty good pop, but not a lot of home runs flying out of the home ballpark or any of the ones they've been in so far this year. Maines was a really good line drive hitter. And he's got pretty good wheels. Cooper in from the left. Right side. Here's the first pitch. Breaking ball in for a strike. Now, Round County outfielders, and I didn't notice in that first thing, they're playing more shallow than the Round County ones did. They're in a few steps.
I think so. Bass right fielder may be a little deeper, but I think the other two are shallow. Like I said, the ball does not carry well at all here. And very few times does the outfielder get burnt.
1-1 the count to Cooper. Curveball hit in the air to left field, almost in his tracks. Is Manley steps back a couple of steps before he makes the catch. And there's one down. Abram Norton, I moved up a little bit in the lineup as opposed to some of the games seen this year. He's hitting 367 with a triple and 23 runs scored. Throws it right, but when he plays second base, but he hits it from the left side. One down and the pitch to Norton. Pitch is low for ball one. If you can guide a bunt out in the air down the line a little bit, you can, in this grass, makes it hard to field. You can play a little small ball. Here's a ground ball to the right side. Second baseman dives, comes up with it, throws
good
the first.
Play.
And that's
nice play.
Absolutely. Donahue, a good one on that.
I won't say he laid all out, but he dove, made the play, and got up quickly and made a good strong throw to first to get the out.
Ben DeHart, the first baseman, comes up. DeHart hitting 240 with three doubles, a home run, 10 runs batted in. Takes a breaking pitch. In at the knees for a strike.
That ball off the bat I thought was going to get to the outfield, but I think the grass slowed it down enough for Donahue to get there.
0-1, line drive into left center field. That ball will drop for a base hit. Two out hit for Round County, their second hit of the game, and that'll bring up Wilbur.
What I like about Roos is right now is he's throwing strikes and not giving them free passes. The old saying, you walk somebody and it's halfway like giving them a double in high school a lot of times. No defense for the walk, Randy.
Wilburn hitting 320 with one extra base hit. Letter high fastball on the outside corner for a strike. look in, and the pitch to Wilburn. Same spot, a little bit lower, but right on that outside corner for strike two. Oh, well, he didn't call that a ball, did he?
No.
Okay.
No, two strikes.
Yeah. Oh, two pitch.
Red strike three.
Yep. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. No runs, a hit, and no errors. One left for Round County in the second. After one and a half, there is no score between the Vikings and the Wildcats.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The Unsung Hero of the Game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
Middle third of the batting order for the Wildcats up here in the second. Donahue, the second baseman. Roussas, the pitcher. And Williams, the DH. Tomorrow night, these teams will do it again. Probably a little bit earlier, unless we have bus issues tomorrow night. Ram County had a little issues with buses, but it wasn't anybody's fault because of the horrible accident that was up on Interstate 64 West this morning. They brought all the traffic down through Moorhead, and it was a crowded streets all day in Moorhead.
And Moorhead's crowded anyhow.
You got that right.
Let alone bringing the interstate traffic through there.
Yep. Donahue hitting 250 with a couple of doubles. Nine runs scored, nine runs batted in. Wilburn dribbles it. Donahue dribbles it down the third baseline. Strike one on the foul ball.
He's had a lot of clutch hits for us this year. His average may not be as high, but he's won a couple of games with walk-off hits.
0-1 pitch, hit in the air, shallow center field, now over in the left center. After Ingles took a couple of his steps in, then he sauntered over to left center field, and there's one down. Braden Roussas up to try to help himself out. He's a 3-14 hitter with a couple of doubles, 17 runs, and 15 runs batted in. Wilburn sits. First pitch to his opposite number, Roussas, is in for a strike. Wilburn deals. That's in the dirt. It's 1-1. One won the count to Roussas. That one sent it to knees for strike two. I hope he's a good umpire because I'm not having trouble guessing with him on these pitches. 1-2 the count. And the pitch hit line on the line down the right field line. Foul. New baseball for Wilburn, and another 1-2 pitch. Misses wide, and it's 2-2. Beautiful evening for baseball. 2-2 pitch. foul at the plate, down off the plate, and up and hit Brusis in the batter's box.
Oh, this is about as beautiful a day as you'll have in the spring baseball season.
Hope we get started as early as possible tomorrow night, because a little bit of rain may roll in late tomorrow evening. 2-2 pitch. Got a piece of it. Stayed alive. Remains 2-2. It'll be Bath County's first trip up. Well, because of the weather, about a whole lot of people's first trip up to the Round County baseball field this year with the turf infield. Nice press box, nice lighting, a huge batter sign straightaway center field. Ooh, okay. Well, actually, to be honest with you, Furnish moved that one a little more than he usually does, so it's probably down. Still a good-looking pitch. Wouldn't want to take in right there.
And if he hadn't moved it, he may have got the call. Some umpires will look at you.
That ball's lined over the second baseman into right field, a base hit.
First hit of the night for Bath County.
2-1 right now. Round County with a couple. Bath County's Roy said the first, and now Isaiah Williams, the DH, will come up. 257 hitter with a double. 8 runs batted in. In from the right side. Do we have a courtesy runner?
Yes, for Roosus.
Fly ball right side. I didn't catch the number. Looks like number 5. Probably not.
Clay Razor.
Okay. Oh, it is number 5. He's got 8 runs scored. He's played in all 17 games. No one pitch. Line drive.
Oh.
Into right center field.
Come on, come on.
Throw to third on a base hit. And in safely is Razor. And Williams is on at first base. Runners at the corners with one down.
That ball was hit first, Randy. I thought the second baseman was going to make the play. I don't know if he didn't see it. He didn't jump.
Well, he jumped late. I think he tried to deke the runner.
Okay, maybe that's what he was doing.
Yeah. But it didn't work. Razor just kept going. Colton Carpenter up. 263 with 6 runs batted in.
Just got to put it in play here. Get the lead.
Wilburn pitches. Balls it foul back to the right now to play. Wilburn out over the plate a little bit more this inning than he was in the previous one. The 0-1 pitch, curveball high, and it's 1-1. One pitch, hit in the air, shallow right field. Here comes Cooper charging. Throw to the plate is going to be in time from here to there. What a nice throw by Caleb Cooper. Furnish got it and made the tag on Braden Roos' courtesy runner, Razor, and that retires a side. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, 1 runner left on for Bath County, and after 2 complete, no score between the Wildcats and the Vikings.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, 4 McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
9-1-2 for the visiting Brown County Vikings in this third inning. Grant Rose, the third baseman. Then back to the top of the order for Aaron Pennington and Hayden Maines. It's number nine hitter for Brown County, whoever it is a key one in this game because you only hit ninth once in the game. You know, the leadoff guy only hits leadoff usually once in the game. And if you get on with Pennington and Maines coming up, that's always a good thing for the Vikings. Rose has not had a lot of at-bats. In fact, he's only had one, and he got a hit.
You know, the last play with the double play there to end the inning, you know, that's a good play for Bath to send a runner. It takes a good throw, a good catch, and a tag. And Brown County right fielder made a good throw. Furnish catches it, puts a tag on. But you got to make them make the play.
Absolutely. Pitch to Rose. Misses a little bit low. Yeah, good young basketball player also, but I hadn't seen him bat. He's in from the left side. 1-0 pitch. Call
not
strike.
Much, not much different place than the first one, but.
1-1. I think you're absolutely right, Roy. Here comes the 1-1 pitch from Roses. Bounce back to Roses on the mound. He'll run halfway to first base and then flip it to Carpenter, and there's one down. Aaron Pennington grounded out to the second baseman, his first time up. You know, if it keeps going like this, there's eventually going to be one of the guys from Round County and probably Bath County that can run will try to lay one down. This is hit on the ground by the third baseman, picked up in the hole by Sorrell, but he won't have a play, and that'll be hit number three for the Vikings.
Yeah, Beadle, the third baseman, dived, didn't come up with it. And, Sorrell runs it down deep in the hole, but obviously no play.
That's added number three, Hayden
Plant. Haynes, a base hit up the middle back in inning number one. Came in the game hitting 466.
He won't bunt, will he?
Don't think so. You know, if we were in the fifth or sixth inning, I'd say, yeah, that's a possibility because if he gets it down.
Third base, we're playing deep, so it would be a hit.
Yeah, but he can run pretty well, too. That ball's in the dirt, off the home plate, and goes back to the backstop. Smith had no chance. When it hits the plate, you can rarely block it like that.
And the pitcher and catcher, they're communicating. I don't know if wasn't on the same page on the pitch or whatever. Of course, it didn't matter. It bounced. But
1-1 count to Maines. Throw back to second. Stepping back is Pennington. You know, Maines hits it hard to that right side usually. He could get one through there. Foul ball to the first base. I waited for the call. Wasn't too far in the foul ground.
Right.
1-2 the count. When you want to yank that ball, you know, like Maines does, sometimes you roll over it. Like that on that. But he's a good hitter. He will likely hit it where it's pitched here. Long look in, Maines will take a timeout. He was a commit to Kentucky last year and signed in the fall signing period. Pitch.
No.
Okay, I thought from the start we were off on the count on the scoreboard. And that should make it probably 2-2 now. Nope, 1-2. One-two pitch. Ooh, blew it right by him. Second strikeout for Roussos.
And he may have caught Maines off guard looking for that curve again that he dropped in there for strike two, because that had a little extra oomph on it, and Maines a little bit behind on that one.
Certainly was, and the number three hitter, Furnish, comes up. He grounded out to Sorrow at shortstop.
That's why it's so much easier to hit when you're ahead in the count, and it's so much easier to pitch when they're ahead in the count. It just changes the odds.
Here's the pitch. Furnish takes it down low. I think the plate umpire had to convince himself because he gave that sign of being down.
Yeah.
It wasn't too low.
And I wouldn't be against walking him here if you're a Bath County fan. I know he can hit.
1-0 pitch. That's right down the heart of the plate, but low.
You know, and I don't follow around all the time, but I know Furnish can play. You know, Hampton's batting for us for a reason. But still, you get a force out at any of the three bases if you walk him.
2-0 pitch. Outside, 3-0. Maybe it's one of those unintentional intentionals.
And they are going to walk him now.
Yeah.
And that may have been exactly what it was. He may have been trying to get him first, and then once he got behind in the count, let's not give him anything. The old coaching philosophy, don't let the best player of the other team or one of the best players beat you if you can keep from it.
Hampton, again, we told you before, he's a commit to Georgetown College. He's a senior. Grounded out to shortstop his first time up. Roussos, he sets at the belt, pitches, strike on the outside corner. Had a little giddy up on it.
Stat-wise, Randy, is that still an intentional walk, even though you just point him down there, even though it's your first three you were trying to get him?
Yep. Runner goes from third, bouncing ball up the middle. Second baseman fields and goes to second. That's Donahue, and that retires the side. No runs for Round County. One base hit. No errors, two runners left on base in the middle of the third. Round County and Bath County scoreless here in Owingsville.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Your Bath Ace Hardware says, get more, that is Benjamin Moore. Every time you paint, more color, more selection, more ways to shop. Red Hot buys through April the 30th. Everything you need for the season, in and around the home, garden and lawn needs. You'll find everything in the well-stocked aisles at your Bath Ace Hardware. Celebrating 100 years of helpful. Located on Water Street, downtown Owingsville.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Roy, I don't know when they built this field, but they ended up with some awful good topsoil because that grass is plush.
It is. And they had a guy come in and sow it real good and fertilize it good. And the first year or two, it wasn't very good. It was pretty thin. And they've done a lot of work. And like you said, it is plush.
High school field, sometimes they'll have a open spot, you know, dirt all the way to the plate, but here, if the there's about a 2 or 3 foot place in front of the mound, if you have trouble growing the grass there, just take it out.
Yeah. I never did like those ones that had the dirt all the way from home, because you got too many seams, and you hit a ground ball back up the middle and you hit here and go different directions on you.
Clay Manley, the left fielder, left-hand hitter, will lead it off. He's hitting 176 with a double. Wilburton deals the first pitch, swung on and missed. That was a fastball that was probably above the letters, but he got him to chase it upstairs for strike one. Patrick Armitage coaching over at third base for his Wildcats. Swung on and missed again by Manley. And Cable Wright, Roy's little boy, coaching over
little
at first.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good pitch.
Yeah.
Backdoor breaking ball caught it, and they call Manley out on strikes. Second strikeout for Wilbur. One down. Logan Hiley comes up, 216 hitter. Taking a glance at the stats, other than Jay Smith, who people pitch around, Hiley is number two on walks for this team. He gets on base that way a lot.
He does, and like you said, number nine hitter gets on base for the leadoff hitter.
He goes after that one. Swung on and missed for strike one. Got one pitch, foul back, no balls and two strikes.
Hiley, one of the better athletes on the team, can go get it in the outfield.
0-2 the count. Pitch is outside.
Randy, since we was late getting started, this game is moving at a pretty fast pace right now.
Yeah, I'm kind of liking that. Ball's head in the air, right side. Giving chase is Furnish, also the first baseman, DeHart, and it's out of play.
Round with three hits, Bath with two. Neither team has dented the scoreboard for a run yet, because we're in the bottom of the third.
Two pitch, swung on and missed, and there's two down. Third strikeout for Wilburn.
Yeah, hey,
for the Reds, right on the West Coast, or sort of the West Coast, up in Seattle. The 9-6 Reds playing the 6-10 Mariners at 9:42 tonight. That's odd. It's listed as 9:42. Tomorrow night's game, 9:40. Hard to figure. Maybe the keystroke artist for ESPN app. Didn't pay any attention. Pitches outside for ball one.
I don't know how they come up with some of these odd times. 9:37, different game time. Why don't you start at 1, 2, 3, keep it on an even amount, even time.
Pitches in for a strike, and it's 1-1 to the leadoff hitter, Sorrell.
Sorrell's probably the most aggressive hitter on the Bath County team. Usually doesn't get cheated.
1-1. Foul off, and it's 1-2. Of course, the Reds are on WIVY 96.3 end of last year and this year. They happen to be in the National League Central. The National League Central and the American League East, they have a lot of teams bunched in together. Good records.
Yes. The Reds division, I think four of the five teams have a winning record.
I think it's the same over in the AL East. Pitch outside, two balls and two strikes to Sorrell. Boop, time called at the plate. Plate umpire gave it to Sorrell.
Wilburn was almost ready to start his motion.
Break even pitch. Fouled right back at us. And it stays 2-2. Once again, a break even pitch. Check swing, and it's wide. Three balls and two strikes. Well, Roy, I'm glad our group that was going up for the sweet night in Cincinnati Reds last week made the decision not to go.
I was wanting to go on anyhow since we was inside. But
well, that's what I heard. I heard you were the only one that voted to go.
And then everybody else voted no after they heard I was going.
Well, that's gonna, you'll enjoy that if you get a chance to go when we go the next time. And I know you won't give up your spot. So
no.
payoff pitch. Just misses.
Ooh, that's close. First walk of the day for Wilburn.
Memphis Beetle comes up, the junior third baseman. Went down swinging back in the first inning.
Searle drawing his fourth walk of the season for the leadoff hitter. That's not very many. That's why I said he's a real aggressive hitter.
Now, 13-14 on steals. So my guess with two outs, he's going to be going at some point in time. Fouled back a strike.
Try to pick a off-speed pitch. Maybe bounce one or whatever.
That was a fastball up, so if you're going to come back with something different. You know, one runner goes, pitches a breaking ball, and such a jump. Furnish, who likes to throw people out, didn't even have a chance. One ball, one strike to Beetle. Had to send him, even with Smith on deck. I mean, so that was just a matter of when you sent him.
Yes.
Swung on and missed, and that was a heater. A little bit off the outside, but got a Beetle to chase, and it's 1-2.
Big hole between first and second with the second baseman holding the runner on. Any kind of ground ball that way with any velocity at all should get through and get a run in.
1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Oh, I don't know, looked like a Furnish mishandled that one, but he's all right. That's a strikeout, the third in the game for Wilburn, and no runs, no hits, no errors, one runner left on base. We have played three complete, no score between Bath County and Round County.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Three inning totals for the Wildcats. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base for Round County. No runs, three hits, no errors, and four runners left on. Cooper, Norton, and DeHart do up for the Round County Vikings.
Both pitchers done an outstanding job so far. They've kept runners off the base and made pitches when they did have runners on, and pretty much have just trying to look. Wilburn has walked one. Roosters has walked one. So,
and you know they both throw reasonably hard, but not terribly hard. But they're working that when they throw that fastball, the batter's usually not looking for it. Yep. And they're behind it.
And like I said, part of that, you get ahead in the count. You got a lot of options to do the throw from the mound. Whereas if you get behind, most teams are going to say, well, here comes the fastball, and that's basically in high school how it is.
We go to the fourth. Caleb Cooper steps in. He hit a fly ball to the left fielder, Manley, his first time up. Hits that one sharply off to the right. Foul ball. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch. Check swing, and it's downstairs. 1-1 pitch. It's not a big catcher's mitt that Smith uses. I think he probably likes to move it around, block the ball, get it out quicker to throw.
Right, and he has an outstanding arm.
Breaking ball upstairs, 2-1. That's just my feeling. It's blue, so it maybe not be that small. It just looks like it is.
Yeah, we've got two outstanding high school catchers here in today's game.
2-1 pitch. Strike on the outside. Oh, no, he didn't give it to him.
And that's been a strike most of the day.
Yep, you're right. 3-1 the count. your Round County Scooper and see if you can take advantage of that. Hits it down the right field line, slicing foul, out of play. Three balls and two strikes. Well, we've not had a leadoff runner get on in this game. Payoff pitch. Yeah, we have now.
You jinxed us. And how many times does a leadoff runner get on, come around to score, Randy?
85%. When he's walked. I'm sorry. Yeah. That was always the thing about getting a walk.
See how Round plays it. Well, they play small ball here and Norton up.
I'm going to tell you, in this grass, I absolutely would. Just make sure you get it out there. Pitch, but he takes it for a ball.
No sign of a bunt there.
No. We don't care. KHSAA stats don't give us anything as far as the sacrifices go. 367 average, though, coming in for Norton. 1-0 pitch. Hit on the ground to the second baseman. He will go to second for one. Throw to first, not in time.
Good play that time to Donahue. I thought it was going to be close enough that he may just need to go to first, but he made a good strong throw to second to get the lead runner. Kind of a bang-bang play.
DeHart comes up. He had a base hit. Looper to left field in the second. Yeah, I'm not a big small ball fan, but I probably would have gone that way with it. Try to get somebody over to second base with just one out.
And sometimes you got to manufacture runs, and neither team is knocking the cover off of it as we speak.
Norton 5-5 on steals this year. 1-0 the count. Upstairs, two balls and no strikes. Daddy's going to be going on this one. Well, even though, like a good third base coach, Scotty Collins went through all the signs, so you had to think about it again. Here's the 2-0. Ball three. Three and 0 the count. Three oh pitch. In for a strike, and it's 3-1.
Well, I don't know if they got the piece of the catcher or the umpire.
And nobody looks like they're hurt.
Nope. Just nicked them.
Mm-hmm.
Big pitch. Probably the pitch of the game so far.
Yeah, you don't want to put two folks on. Here's the payoff. Fisted foul to the right side. Had the plate umpire in a game, the Brown County Raceland game on Saturday, the late game of that three-team round robin. He made the Cardinals sin. Came in there, he saw it was up and in, and he turned. Instead of keeping that mask front, he took it
shoulder.
Shoulder and neck or whatever it wasn't. It took him a while to get over it. It's ball four.
I believe if I was high school baseball umpire or any kind of umpire, I'd have the hockey mask is what I would have.
Yeah.
Or the old time, the old American League, what was that? What did they call that? They used to hold in front of them. Remember the old time, I don't know what you called it. Chest protector, I guess, but you could get the whole body behind it.
Yeah, what was the bubble. Line drive into left center field by Wilburn, and a nice running catch by the center fielder, Witt.
It was a good play because that ball had a lot of power behind it. And I thought first hit it was going to be in the gap, but Witt does a good job and runs it down.
Yeah,
that would have been a run maybe two.
He finally got to take a step back, and then the last reach was high, but he didn't have any problem with it. Grant Rose bounced back to the pitcher, Braden Roussis, to open the third inning. Here's the pitch. strike on the outside corner. The 0-1 pitch. Hit foul. Rolled over on it, pulled it foul. That's a pitch he has to hit to the left side.
Looked like a straight change or something, though. Kind of got him off out on his front foot. Some people can hit on their front foot, some can't.
Who's Gary Jones? You and Gary Jones were the greatest front foot hitters I've ever seen. They were at MSU.
Try to keep your bat back.
Yeah. Yeah, we explained that. Roy was on the field. I was in the press box. Those MSU games.
In the first year or two, batted ninth, and I always hear him. He's number nine. Throw that fastball. Get ahead. I couldn't wait.
Swung on and missed. He's going to have to throw down to first. He does. The Smith, and that retires the side. No runs. No hits, no errors, two left. We're halfway through this seven-inning contest in the middle of the fourth. Round County 0, Bath County 0.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
There's no glory getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're barriers keeping you from getting work done. Ferris Commercial Mowers have patented suspension technology that virtually eliminates shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Take a test drive today. Day visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg, online at MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Now, man, number two,
Jay Smith hit a fly ball to center fielder Jason Ingles to end the first inning. Here we go to the home half of the fourth.
Rounds put two runners on in the third and fourth, didn't score. Bath had two runners on in the second, didn't score.
Wilburn's first pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air to left field. Hampton doesn't have to move very far and makes the catch.
Kind of got under that one a little bit. Didn't catch it completely clean.
Well, that's what Wilburn was hoping for.
Yes. Start him off with an off-speed pitch and
pitched him backwards both times.
Donahue
flying out to center field.
Rock's had a couple of nice plays in the field tonight.
He sure has. First pitch, breaking ball, strike.
Didn't know if he was sure on that one or not.
Well, yeah, I mean, it must have been when it crossed the plate, it was probably above the knees, but it sure dropped when he got to the catcher.
Quickly.
Yeah. Foul off to the right, and it's 0-2. If a guy can throw a pitch that cuts that front corner of the plate or does something like that, I think he ought to get credit for it.
I agree.
The 0-2 pitch. Well, that was a bad 0-2 pitch, but it's hit in the air right at the center fielder. And two times in a row, Brock Donahue has flied out to Ingles in center field, and there's two down. Braden Roussas comes up. He was had a single his first time up. Then he had a courtesy runner who moved around to third, and with one down, a fly ball to right field by Colton Carpenter was caught by Cooper, who threw the courtesy runner out at the plate for a double play to end that second inning. Breaking ball, well, that's too high. Yep. I mean, you can't give them a breaking ball up there. And it is no balls and a strike to Braden Roussas. That didn't cross the plate in the strike zone.
This inning, Winburn has pitched, as you said, backward. He started all three batters out with curveballs.
And when he can do that, he is a much better pitcher.
Sun has probably got another 15 minutes before it goes down behind the, I won't say the mountain, the hill.
0-1 pitch, foul, back now to play, and it's 0-2. All right, don't know my geography. Where is that? Is that about the cemetery up there where that sun's going over the hill? Or?
Probably Owensville Cemetery right in that direction. The racetrack right down here a little bit past the field. Sometimes it sounds like it's right in our back door, just the way the wind blows sometimes.
Well, you're down by the school, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Trying to find some new baseballs. A lot of foul balls out of play today.
What is it, Patrick, like Don Harden? He doesn't want to get out any baseballs he can't get back. That's an old friend of mine, Royce from Moorhead. 0-2 the count. The 0-2 pitch. Misses wide with a fastball, and it's 1-2. Boy, some great baseball guys we had in Moorhead. Steve Hamilton, Sonny Allen,
Don Harden,
Larry Harden. It's a town that's been blessed. Swung on and missed, and that's strike three. Nothing doing in the fourth for Bath County. And after four complete, the Wildcats 0, the Vikings 0.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owensville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Roy and I conversing there as we came back. It's a big inning for Round County with the top of the order up because you're not getting a lot of hitters to come up. You might be unlucky enough not to turn your batting order again if you don't get something going here.
Yeah. Especially if you score a few runs. Four bats is quite a few for a high school game. Sometimes the top will get five, but here we're working on the three through five.
Pennington, 1-for-2 in the game, steps in. He got on with one down on a base hit in the third. Here's the pitch. Pitches away for ball one. Young guy on the plate. I mean, we've been fair with him, and he's done a good job.
He has. Missed two or three that we may have disagreed. He may not have missed them. We just disagreed.
Two balls and no strikes.
But he's been pretty consistent, and as coaches, that's all you can ask for.
No, they've not cleared their scoreboard. That's what the issue is.
He's gone to get something to eat.
Pitches in for a strike, and that makes it 2-1. Pitch.
There's a strike.
Yep, it was called one, so it's 2-2. As a runner.
See what he comes back with.
Full count now as he missed wide with a fastball. And that's 3-2. Cattell. Pitch line drive into left field for a base hit in the hole at short. Hit number four for the Vikings, and that'll bring up Hayden Maines, who singled and got caught looking with a fastball that snuck by him in his second trip up in the third.
I'm telling you, and I know how he's a good hitter and everything, but if Bath County plays that deep at third base, I'd be surprised if he doesn't drop one down.
He's got wheels. There's no doubt about that. Throw to first base. Back hands first is Pennington. Line drive, center field, base hit. Coming on to make the play is Witt. He gets it back to the infield. So the first two are on with base hits here in inning number five.
That's why I'm up here in the press box and the coaches are down on the field.
Well, you know, there's certain guys you...
You just don't bunt.
That's right.
I understand.
Yeah. Well, or you know, let them do what they think's right. And anyway. Now, Furnish will come up. He grounded to short and was intentionally walked after falling behind 3-0. Getting ahead 3-0. They walked him. Pitch to Furnish. Good pitch there. Ooh. Just missed. Ooh. I don't know. That was...
You know, I say up here sometimes the umpire gets fooled on curveballs, Randy. Mm-hmm. And that may have been what happened right there.
Pitch to Furnish. That pitch there is one I always question whether it really gets back to the plate.
Right. He catches it behind the plate, but did it cross the plate?
That was a strike. I guess it's 1-1 now. That's a strike. That was a good one. Don't know if he was guessing or not, but I would hope he would not take that. Unless he was guessing something else. One ball, two strikes, two Furnish, the number three hitter in the Round County order. He takes time at the plate and is given it. That big hole over on the right side again, like you mentioned when Round County, Donahue moves over, the runners go, and on hit and run with 1-2, nobody out. And you got two guys with pretty good wheels, so it's not a big chance you're taking with that.
And he's probably a good contact hitter. Doesn't strike out much either.
Another 1-2 pitch. Ooh. Tell you what, that's a good breaking ball, and Furnish really fortunate to get a piece of it.
Yeah, he swung real late, barely. I think the pitch fooled him, and he's able to swing and get a piece of it.
He threw that at his front hip, tried to break it over, and Roussas almost got it there.
If they break here this time, mm-hmm. He's not holding it first, so he's got a big jump.
Throw back to second. Uh-oh. Well, he didn't have to do that. Well, sometimes when you're a pitcher, you forget that. I don't have to throw it. One-two pitch again, and it's 2-2. Both pitchers at the end of the last inning had thrown 55 pitches. I think Wilburn may have thrown fewer strikes, but it's a pretty good throwback to second again.
Let's see what we get from Wilburn through last inning, 55 pitches, 42 strikes. Oh, okay. Roussas, 51 pitches, 39 strikes.
So yeah, that's pretty good either way you look at it.
He's getting the job done.
This is a break-even pitch. Ooh. I guarantee Round County's fans are excelling and Bath County's fans are booing.
Borderline pitch that he didn't get.
Well, see if they're going here. Three balls and two strikes with nobody out, though. Nope, here's the payoff. And it's in the dirt, and the bases are loaded.
Two hits and a walk here to start the Round County fifth.
My start, so you reckon Cable will go out and talk with him. It's going to be Coach Armitage. He's going to go out and have a discussion.
Round with their cleanup hitter up next. And of course, if it's somebody coming in to pitch, it'll be somebody that's already in the game, I'm pretty sure. So you won't see anybody in the bullpen here.
Well, having a conversation, no indication that...
And this may just be a strategy thing. You know, guys, if it's hit here, here's where we're going. You know, turn two on the corners, still turn up the middle. Or just a confidence thing. Sometimes you just go out there and just try to boost your confidence and don't really tell them anything that's major. Just let's get out here, double play, we can get out of this inning.
Furnish is actually getting a courtesy runner this time. Brody Likens, who has 10 runs scored this year without a hit or a walk. So he is the courtesy runner a lot of times for Round County. Hampton has grounded to short and hit into a fielder's choice. Pitch outside. Ball one.
First baseman, third baseman is up on the edge of the grass. Looks like the... second baseman, shortstop's going to turn it up the middle. I'm sure the pitcher's coming home on a ground ball racket right back at him.
Right now, I think you make him throw a strike.
Ooh, I don't know if he said outside or low.
He said low, 2-0. Yeah. So I'm assuming that's what that means. Yeah. That would probably mean the outside. I don't know.
Looked like strike.
Yeah, it did. 2-0. Fly ball into center field. Moving over is Witt. He makes the catch.
Deep enough.
Pretty good speed coming from third base, and the other runners are going to advance too. Probably, this was probably one you just let him score and not give up.
Right, just throw it in the second, so you don't have, you still got first and second, and you still got a double play.
Sacrifice fly on the board. Center field, one down. Scoring was Pennington. Moving to third is Maines, and moving to second is Likens, the courtesy runner.
You know, a hit here can bust things wide open, but if the bats could hold them and not get any other runs, that'd take a confidence booster for them.
Absolutely. Cooper has flied out to left and walked two trips. That's a nice breaking ball or sinker. Either way, it started up and ended up right across the outside part of the plate. You call that a curveball?
Yes.
Okay. Yo, one. A little bit outside, 1-1 to count.
Baskin infield is not in. Look like they're not going to try to cut off a run on a ground ball.
1-1 pitch. Up and in, two balls and a strike.
I think strategy says you try to cut the run off the plate and keep it a one-run game.
Yep. 2-1. Ground ball in the hole into left field for a base hit. Coming in to score is Furnish. That's the only run that Round County will get because the courtesy runner Likens had the ball was in front of him and he couldn't run. 2-0 Round County. Likens is over at third and Cooper gets an RBI single. And Abram Norton will come up. He grounded to second baseman twice, once on a 4-3 play and the other one on a fielder's choice. A couple of good plays by Donahue. Pitches downstairs for a ball. Norton has been victimized by his opposite number, the second baseman for Bath County, in his two trips. Here's the pitch. That's a strike on the outside corner. And it's 1-1 to Abram Norton. One more pitch. Runner goes from first. Throw down to second by Smith. Not in time. Whoa, he called him out.
Whew. from here. I thought he may have got in there. Jason, good throw, good field by Sorrell, and a tag, and Coach Collins is going out to talk with the umpire. I don't think it'll do any good, but, you know, we don't have a replay. But he may have been in there. The only way you'd know 100% was see the replay.
I believe that made it 2-1. Yep, umpire just showed the bench that. Two balls and a strike with Likens over at third. That's in for a strike. 1-2 the count.
So Bath, you know, I'm coaching Bath. I'm feeling good if we get out of this with only two runs. Them with the bases loaded, nobody out.
1-2 pitch. Foul off to the left and out of play. I guess that was headed for the bleachers down the third baseline.
Yeah, softball side.
One, two.
Oh, he went. Swing. Yeah, he did. He went.
I didn't think he was going to get the call, so I didn't interject anything there because that guy in the middle, it's hard for him to make that call.
Yep. A lot easier from down one line or the other.
Mm-hmm. 2-2 the count to Norden. Fouled back to the screen. Bath County well out in front of Powell County in softball. That will kind of expected to be that way. That will set up the Round County at Bath County
again. The finals?
Tomorrow night. That is the finals of the 2A. The winner will get to go to Owensboro. Line foul down the left field line. That will also do one thing to the schedule. Let's see. They will flip-flop now the seed games. Tomorrow will be a seed game and a championship game. They'll be here. And the next game later on in the season, it'll be Bath County at Round County. 2-2.
So you fell back to the screen. Count as a seed game and a 2A?
Well, that was between the coaches, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the 2A doesn't care.
Right.
And, the coaches said, well, we don't need to be playing each other
three times,
an extra time.
Well, they're... Looks to me like they're evenly matched and should be a really good game.
Another 2-2 pitch. Had him out in front. Smith picked it up, throws to first, and that retires the side. But not before Round County comes up with a couple of runs on three base hits. No errors, one runner left on base. In the middle of inning number 5, it's Round County 2, Bath County nothing.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Well, they are set up for a nice softball game tomorrow night right here at the field behind us, Round County and Bath County.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a car blocking the Powell County bus. It's a Montgomery County plate. J2
for the Wildcats. It'll be the 6, 7, and 8 hitters: Williams, Carpenter, and Manley. Coming up.
The softball score was 20-0 Bath County in 3 innings.
Round County probably had a similar game. Tonight it was youth night. The little sisters of Round County softball team were coming out. They were playing Menifee or whatever like that. And they were also going to have a middle school game after that one. Sort of what they're doing here.
Yeah.
High fly ball to the middle of the infield. The shortstop Pennington makes the call and the catch. Major league pop up there by Williams, but there's one down.
I can see Don Harden and Coach Hamilton right now. Two hands. He filled that claim with one, but they catch a lot with one hand anymore. The pros and everything else is not a big deal. But yeah, I was always taught, use both hands.
Those gloves are great. One hand probably takes care of it. Stepping in is Carpenter, and he takes a strike. Hit a nice fly ball to right field, and I could have scored the first run of the game back in the second inning, but Cooper came up and threw out the runner at the plate on a potential sacrifice fly. That's downstairs, 1-1 to Colton Carpenter. One pitch, ground ball, third baseman. Rose fields, throws in time, and there's two down. And, again, that softball game will be here tomorrow night, but there'll be a good baseball game over at Brown County's new baseball field between these same two teams.
I don't want to jinx anybody, Randy, but neither team's made an error tonight, and that's unusual for high school. Usually it's booted around a time or two by somebody.
Yep. The ground balls have been handled, but there's a lot of fly balls, too, in
right.
This one, which are a little easier. There's a strike on the inside corner at the knees by Manley. Hey, well, that's in a spot where some left-handed hitters love it. They just drop that bat head on it and pull. The 0-1 pitch. Did the same thing on that one, but it's in shallow center field. Ingles hustles in, and that retires aside. 1-2-3 in the fifth for Bath County. And the score after five innings of play. Round County 2, Bath County nothing.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell. The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs. No, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
On to inning number 6. The bottom third of the Round County batting order will come up. Ben DeHart, Colby Wilburn, and Grant Rose. Round County hit the Wildcats for a 2-spot back in the 5th inning, and that's all the runs we've had in this game.
6 hits for Round County, Bath with 2.
Pitch misses wide to DeHart, who is singled and walked. And 2 trips to the plate. Upstairs, 2 balls and no strikes. Looks like we got someone throwing in the bullpen for Round County. Can't pick up the number. Ball fouled off to the right. Now to play. Two balls and a strike.
You said DeHart's been on both at bats tonight.
2-1 pitch swings on one that was down. Didn't get it, and it's 2-2. Tell you what, it looks like Ingles throwing down in the pen, but that would surprise me. It'll probably be the starter tomorrow night, but I can't pick up the number at all. Foul at the plate. Oh, that was a strikeout. I'm sorry. He'll have to throw down the first.
Sounded like a foul ball. I'm like you, but he took off running as soon as he swung, and no signal from the umpire, and catcher Jay Smith jumped right on it, made a strong throw to first to get the out.
One down in the inning, and Colby Wilburn, who was called out on strikes in the second and hit one of the hardest hit balls in the game, a liner to center field. It was last time up, and that's a strike.
Well, I can tell you what I'd have said if I was the batter and I fouled it. I said, that's a foul ball. I fouled it.
Hard to think that fast, though.
Huh?
Said it's hard to think that fast. Bouncing ball solely to the shortstop, Sorrell. Charges, boots it, and that's going to be, you jinxed us a while ago.
It's
going to be your first error of the game.
And that's the only play he had. He had to charge it. But kind of took a little bit of a in-between hop and kind of came up on him at the last second. But
yeah, I believe he had a really good chance at getting Wilbur, though, if he came up with it. Got a courtesy runner coming out.
Is that 17? Am I reading it right?
I thought it was 17. But that would not register for Round County.
Willie Bunt here with number 9 hitter Rose?
I don't know. I don't know how much Rose bunts. He's not going to there. And that's a ball.
You know, the old bunt and move runners over is not vogue anymore, Randy, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that's not the 17. Oh, that's a tough play. Dribbler to the left side. Charging as Sorrell comes up throwing. Not in time.
It was a good effort that time by Sorrell. He made the only play he could make, but Rose batting from the left side already down the line a couple steps and pretty good wheels beats it out.
Still trying to pick that number up.
Yeah, your eyesight's better than mine, but I can't see it either. I thought it was 17 to begin with.
And it may be, just somebody could be in a different number. Stretched by Roussis, and the pitch to the leadoff hitter, Pennington. Strike on the outside corner, 0-1.
Pennington, two hits on the day. He scored the first Round County run in that last inning.
Roussis looks back at second, pitches. It's in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Wish he'd turn around on it. Turn around and we could see that number flush.
Back.
Yeah. Comes a 1-1 pitch.
A strike.
Didn't miss too much. If it did. Two balls and a strike. It's a good pitch. Two-one pitch. Bouncing ball.
Get one.
Three hops to Sorrell. Throws to first. That's not in time. The first baseman came off the base, Carpenter, but that didn't matter. He was just making sure he could catch the ball because that ball had to, runner was going to beat it. Pennington's got some wheels. So now the bases are loaded with one down, and Maines is coming up with a couple of singles and a run scored.
I don't know if he had a better chance of getting the lead runner there at second or not, but as you said, Pennington, pretty good wheels too, going down the first baseline.
Roussis will wind and almost throw it to the backstop. Nice play by Smith. Went out to get it. I think it was a breaking ball anyway that came back toward the plate. So he was able to handle it.
Here, I think you got to bring them all in. Keep it at 2-0. You got a chance.
1-0 pitch. Ooh, up it. Throw down to third base. Not in time. That is 13, according to my eyesight now, which would be Will Richardson. Yeah, makes good sense. Good football running back, so... Also an outfielder, but he's a courtesy runner a few times when he's not in the lineup. 2-0 to
need a strike. Fans. Need a strike.
Ball three. No place to put him.
And I would guess he's getting up around 75, 80 pitches now.
I would think so. 3-0. Rolled over on it. And, oh, safe. Tell you what, probably going to have to give that first baseman a throwing error.
Yes.
To allow that to score. Smith almost saved him an error, but couldn't. Reaching on a fielder's choice is Maines. Moving up to third is Rose, and up to second is Pennington.
Made a good play to dig it out of the dirt, but then it kind of bounced out of his glove.
Yep.
I mean, it would have been an outstanding play because it was, he short hopped him.
Mm-hmm. Chance Furnish up. Two walks, one intentional, and a ground out to shortstop in three trips to the plate. Thought he'd get a strike on that one.
Still, his velocity still where it was early in the game, so he hadn't lost anything yet.
0-1 the count. Whoa, that one might have been a little wide, but it's 0-2. I would throw it back at the same place.
In the exact same place.
This ball's fisted to the third baseman. Oh, took a bad hop on him, and another run's going to score. I'll let you score that one, but I think that's one that hit the lip and shot to the right, but I'm good with whatever you say.
I'm going to give it a hit, too. Yeah. Didn't have a real good angle because it was going away from him. And like you said, it seemed like it kind of went to his left as it bounced.
Hunter Hampton up, had a sacrifice fly to knock in the first run of the game his last time up, and he takes that one. Tell you what, that had some giddy up to it.
I think Roosus is mad, and he reached back and put a little extra on that one.
1-0 the count. Hampton in the air to shallow right field, going out as a second baseman, and is that Donahue making another great play? Yes, it was.
Oh, man, what a play. What a play. And if the runner is tagged, I believe he would have been able to come in and score.
Right.
He may have been too far down the line or something. I wasn't watching the runner, but outstanding play that time by Brock Donahue, Bath County second baseman. He went out into shallow right field, caught it going away from home plate with his back to the plate.
Not sure if I said the score, updated the score. It is 4-0 now, Round County. And Caleb Cooper had an RBI single last inning. Will come up. Breaking ball drops in for a strike.
Bruce has had some tough luck this inning. A couple bounces didn't go our way, and Rounds attacked a couple more on the board.
0-1. Whoa, almost hit him, and it did. Maybe got him on the notebook in the back, in his back pocket.
But Braden's pitched a really good game. Again, score, if we catch the ball, it's still probably 2-0.
Norton is 0-3. Takes that pitch just off the inside corner. 1-0 the count. He's grounded to second, been robbed by the second baseman. And his last time up, he struck out. 2-0 the count to Norton. See, it's the ninth man to come to the plate in this inning, and that's in there for a strike. 2-1. Pitch. This is inside. That's
Roosh is looking, gave umpire a look like, I believe that was on the corner, man.
Well, a bad pitch. 3-1. And he didn't give him that one either. There's a lot of space between those two pitches. RBI walk to Norton. Scoring is Maines. Moving to third is, until Furnish was out there or not. It looks like Furnish is running for himself. And Cooper's over at first. And we are going to have a pitching change. While we have this pitching change and get the change in the lineups for you, let's pause 60 seconds here on WKCA.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So, in for the sixth time, this will be his fourth relief appearance, 15 innings pitched, 19 hits, 15 runs, 9 earned, 12 walks, and 20 strikeouts. Tell you what, that's a lot of, he must have a live arm because 15 innings and he has 12 walks and 20 strikeouts.
And the one game that he gave up a bunch of runs and won the game, so he's pitched pretty well other than the one outing where I think he gave up six.
He's 3-1 with a 4.20 earned run average.
But he replaces Braden Russo. Braden really pitched well. Tough luck this inning because a couple infield singles, couple I don't want to say errors, but one error and maybe another botch play that we end up giving him a hit. So he really pitched well and could have been out of the inning with still being 2-0. But Round has taken advantage.
Furness is over at third, Cooper is at second, Norton is at first, and Ben DeHart, who has a single, a walk, and a strikeout in three plate appearances.
I think he has taken Roosters out now. I think he switched somebody to short at the last second there. Hard to see those numbers.
Here's the pitch. Inside for ball one. Are we allowed to turn the lights on in here?
Yes.
Okay. Pitches downstairs. Two balls and no strikes.
It's not real bright.
Helps a little. 2-0. In for a strike. 2-1. One pitch, grounded foul down the third baseline. Time called at the plate. Two pitch, swung on and missed.
Step on home.
He's going to throw it down to first. Ooh, you're right. That's a bit of a chance. Strikeout. 2-3, catcher to the first baseman covering for out number three. Four more runs for the Round County Vikings on just a couple of base hits. There was two errors and three runners left on base. In the middle of inning number six, it's Round County 6 and the Bath County Wildcats, nothing.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Stanley in center field.
think David Baldwin, he was a monster.
Yeah. Hanley was, he had, enters the game even though he was in the non-hitting spot.
Yeah. Now batting, number one, Logan Hiley.
And we'll have for the Bath County Wildcats the 9-1-2 hitters, Hiley, Sorrell, and Beadle. Wilburn's pitch, hit in the air, foul, off to the right and out of play. It's almost you can look out there and see the lights take more effect just every second as it keeps getting darker. 0-1 the count to Hiley. Pretty good pitch there, and he did call it a strike.
Over and five strikeouts and one walk on today's game through five innings.
Upstairs, one ball, two strikes.
Held Bath County to two hits. Both those came in the second inning.
One, two, the count. Pitch up and away. Two balls and two strikes. Two pitch in the air, foul off the right line play. This batter right here, he gets on base and sets up the top of the order. You know, it's still two more innings to
anything
hit.
Can happen. Anything can happen.
2-2. That's downstairs. Ball three.
Well, deals, you can't hit a 6-run homer. You got to get some base runners and get a couple runs on and then put yourself in position.
Comes the payoff pitch. Line drive, one hop, behind second base, picked up by Pennington, and he throws it wildly over to the dugout. No one can advance. That'll be a base hit for Hiley, third hit of the game.
When that web ball was hit, I thought it was clearly going to get through the through the infield, but Pennington run it down.
It was slow enough that he was able to circle it and get it.
Caught it, actually probably filled it in the outfield grass.
Yeah.
Corbin Sorrell.
Corbin Sorrell, now the pitcher, comes up. He has popped out to second and walked in two trips to the plate. Wilburn stretches and pitches. Balls hit foul off to the right now to play. Well, they're going to be short baseballs. His innings where they fired it over to the right side several times.
Good thing about it here, everything's either mowed or blacktop. It's, you don't have to not hitting them in the weeds anyplace.
Oh, one pitch, sort of jackknifed and swung and fouled it back to the screen. 0-2. Leading from first is Hiley. 0-2 from Wilburn, and it's in the dirt, and that's a wild one, and it's going to allow Hiley to move up to second on the wild pitch. Furnish kept it in front of him, he just couldn't find it.
And Hiley with good speed, once he couldn't find it, he was down easy to second.
One, two pitch, hit in the air, foul ground. Furnish takes a look, and it's foul ball, 1-2.
I noticed the Round County second baseman's got his sunglasses on top of his hat right now, and the light's glaring off of it like he's got a one of those miner masks or lights on.
1-2. 2-2. Tell you what.
Or state police. like a blue light.
If I ask Patrick, I kind of ask about that because I don't know if they can see it as well as we can see it up here in the press box, but that's sort of distracting. 2-2 pitch, hit on the ground. That's a tough one. You're going to have two runners on. Nice play by Pennington, but he can't get him.
I think he actually fell on the umpire. Umpire trying to get out of the way, and Pennington had a long way to go to come and get that.
I think Coach Collins wants him to ask the home plate if he made the right call when he finally signaled it.
They can't reverse this.
I wouldn't see how.
Oh.
What?
There's no way, guys. You can't overturn that.
I don't even know what the question was.
They're saying he was out. That the first base umpire didn't see the play.
Well, that's... Well, okay, then I can buy that because the guy in the field did not see it. Now, I'm not saying it was a good call. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But... That at least makes some sense.
Well, the thing is, the home plate umpire is watching the play out in front, too, so he... Yeah. The best thing they could have done was let that stand.
Yep.
I've never seen that occur.
Well, he should not have signaled safe. He just should have said put his hands up, kill right. The ball, and then pointed to the plate umpire and got some help.
Because I think he was safe anyhow. I don't think it was.
Yeah, well,
I'd already put an infield signal down.
Oh, I had too.
Now
batting,
number 14.
All right, one out.
Yeah. Some calls go for you, some go against you, and that went against the Wildcats.
Yeah, Hiley's over at third base. Here's a bunt in the air. Caught by Wilburn. He's not going to try to throw to third to double off the runner. But Beadle pops it to the pitcher on a bunt.
You talk about a rally killer.
Wow.
And I don't know where Bath County's going to come back and win the game or anything like that, but boy, it would have been nice to have first and third, nobody out.
Yeah, I guess I don't blame Scotty Collins for coming out and just asking, but that's not what I expected to be said. I doubt Scotty expected it.
No. And normally you don't appeal that unless it's something where a guy's rounding the base and he's got plays in front of him and they throw behind or something like that. But
line drive, center field, base hit. That's going to bring in the first run of the game for the Wildcats, scoring is Hiley on the RBI single by Jay Smith. That's RBI number 18 on the season for Jason.
Fourth hit of the day for Bath County as they get their first run of the night.
Donahue has hit it to center field twice to Ingles. Here's the pitch. Fly ball to right field. Going back is the right fielder Cooper, and he runs it down to retire the side. Bath County gets his first run of the game on a couple of hits. No errors and one runner left on base. At the end of six, it's Round County 6, Bath County 1.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Wilburn, Rose, and Pennington for Round County here in the seventh. That's 8, 9, and 1. Brown County with the fortunate baseball happening here. They're going to get their leadoff guy to hit three times in three innings.
Pinsonella has three hits, three of the Round County eight, if my stats are correct.
Wilburn reached on an error his last time up. That was just an inning ago. And then Rose had base hit. That was grounding slow to the left side and able to beat it out.
Yeah, that appeal, Randy, just blows my mind how that even came about.
That's the last thing I expected. I don't know what I thought was going to happen. It wasn't. I don't guess you call interference on the umpire.
No. You know, and to overturn a call, you have to be 110% that they missed it, and it was a bang bang play, and I think they got it right.
Hope
that he was safe.
That's third error of the game on Bath County as the shortstop Whit couldn't handle it, and Wilburn is going to be. Well, he's on it first for just a brief period of time. And I would guess that Whitaker will probably, no, sorry.
13.
Now batting number 18, Grant Rose.
Yeah, that was
Richardson.
Richardson back out there. Pitched ground ball slowly to the left side. Another tough play. Coming up and throwing in time at first base was the shortstop Whit. And moving up to second is the runner, Richardson. One down and back to the top of the order for Pennington. As Roy mentioned just a few moments ago, 3-for-4 in this game. Three of Round County's now 9 hits. He has scored 2 runs. Top 2 guys in the order have scored 4 of Round County's 6 runs. Look back at second in the pitch. Downstairs for ball 1.
They say if you stay around sports long enough, you'll see something that's never happened before. And I don't know if I've ever seen an appeal on a ground ball out. Especially that they, I'm going to say this, that they overturned.
Yeah. Well, and I guess, you know, he signaled safe, and then he shrugged his shoulders. So I don't know what. Could have. Here's a ball looped down the right field line.
Trouble. Just foul.
Yeah, a foot or two foul.
You know, I don't know what we don't know what the conversation was between the two umpires when they got together, and the base umpire may have said, "I don't have a clue. We're gonna go with what you got because I didn't see it."
Well, he didn't. He didn't see it. He was rolling on the ground when the play was at first.
But like you said, he shouldn't have signaled safe if he didn't know.
Absolutely. Pitch down and away to Pennington. Two in the fifth, four in the sixth for Round County, one in the sixth for Bath County. That's where we stand right now. Strike on the outside corner, 1-2 to Pennington.
And by no means did that play beat Bath County. I don't want to harp on it for any longer, but it's kind of an odd situation.
It was odd. 1-2. Ball hit down the left field line. Moving back is the left fielder. What was that, still Manley out there? Made the catch.
Now batting number 3, Hayden Mains.
2 down.
I've got 3 out.
No, they're single ground out. Wilburn had a single. Then they brought the courtesy runner in.
DeHart. No, he made the last out last inning.
He did.
I got you. I put that down in the in the sixth.
Yeah, he made 2 outs in the one inning.
My bad, folks.
1-0. Gives Mains a chance to come out of his shoes swinging at this one. Here's the pitch. Outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Searle looks back at second. Pitches. Swung on and fouled back. Pretty good pitch to hit there. Mains did not get hold of it.
Top the order for round. Pennington, three hits. Mains with two. As you said, four of the six runs have come out of the top three batters.
Pitch just missed outside. Three balls and a strike. Three-one pitch, ball four. Furnish will come up. He is one for two with a couple of walks. Single in a run in the sixth inning.
Now batting number 15, Chance Furnish.
Beth County, Corbin Sorrell steps off, hollers for his catcher to come out, make sure they're on the same page. Beth County's got that new piece of equipment, Randy, where like the major leagues, where they can call the pitch and touch a button, and I don't exactly how it communicates. But sometimes, I guess you still mess up with that.
Well, I hadn't seen it. I heard about it, I just hadn't seen it in use. Ooh, upstairs with, looked like a break, some pitch.
Some kind of
breaking ball,
yeah.
Furnish came out of his shoes to swing at that one. That one's hit in the air, right side. Foul ground, first baseman Carpenter.
Ooh, yes,
makes the catch. Foul out there. In the inning, no runs. One hit, no errors. Two runners left on. For Round County, we go to the last of the seventh. Round County 6, Bath County 1.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
He didn't know he put him out of the game. Now, can you put him back in for the DH?
We're having a conversation here. That's what Patrick Armitage was talking about before the game. Could he do that? So, anyway, we're going to have Braden Ruzas back in the game. As in a DH spot here to lead off the seventh inning, and it'll be fine. He'll be fine by Isaiah Williams and Colton Carpenter. Looks like Wilmer's going to try to finish it.
Four hits to Bath County. Let's see how many strikeouts. One, two, three, four, five. Five strikeouts, one walk.
Yep, hasn't struck out anybody since the last out of the fourth inning. But
one walk in the third, so had solid control tonight.
Rusin's singled and struck out in two plate appearances. These guys will do it again tomorrow night. Well, this was not over yet, but whatever happens here, they're going to do it again tomorrow night up in Moorhead. Searle's pitch. Swung on and missed. Roos has had a healthy cut at that letter high fastball. Yeah, one pitch. Ooh, downstairs. 1-1 the count. Hey, big tall guy. That probably was low.
Yeah, Roos is about 6'2", 6'3".
1-1 pitch. Get him to climb the ladder. 1-2 on a swing and a miss at a high fastball. One more baseball up the ladder, right?
One more throw here. Up the ladder.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't throw it up the ladder, but fouled off to the right. 1-2.
Yeah, 1-2, you want to try to make that batter hit your pitch. Definitely don't want to throw one down the pipe here.
One, two, pitch comes plateward. Pretty good pitch there. Call strike three. Not much of an argument from Roosis. I don't think he liked it in particular, but he heads back to the dugout.
It was a strike.
Strikeout number six. And one down. Williams comes up. He had a single in the second inning. He hit a towering pop-up in the middle of the infield that Pennington made the catch on his last time. Fairing ball, third baseman. Rose charges, throws not in time, but coming off the base and making the tag was DeHart. If he had been able to avoid the tag, he would have been safe. But
and that's a good play by the third baseman. You don't want to take your time. You want to get it over there, so if the throw is off, you give your first baseman a chance to make the play.
Colton Carpenter up. He's flying out to right field. On the front end of a double play and grounded out to third. Fouled off to the right and out of play.
I'm impressed with Wilburn. He's definitely not overpowering, but he's around the strike zone, stayed ahead in the count most of the night, and then it let his fielders make plays.
Rose hasn't played a lot. I'm pleased to see how the freshman third baseman has played tonight. That ball's downstairs, 1-1. Some of these guys I followed on Game Changer and whatever during the games and had not seen them play because they were in Florida and everywhere else. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball foul down the third baseline. One ball, two strikes. We're just, I don't know. We're having a good time seeing a good baseball game, but we're a pitch away from this one being over. One, two pitch, hit in the air, center field. Ingles didn't find it at first. Now he found, but he did and made the catch. I tell you what.
The ball carried a little bit more than I think he thought it was going to.
Yeah. That's ends the game. In the seventh inning, nothing across for Bath County. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. And the final score in this one is Round County 6, Bath County 1. We'll take a couple-minute break here, and we'll come back and get the totals and hopefully get Coach Patrick Armitage up here in a little while. After this two-minute break here on WKCA.
For your next project, Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
In a different spot, you can't do that.
Here we are back at the Bath County Owingsville Recreation Complex. We were getting there. Crowd noise mic back in here. We'll use it when we talk with Coach Patrick Armitage. Totals in the game. Round County, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 12 runners left on base. Bath County, 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors, and 3 runners left on. Winning pitcher, Kobe Wilburn, is 4-0. Losing pitcher, Braden Rusas, is 3-1. Round County picked up 2 runs in the 5th and 4 in the 6th. Bath County, 1 run in the 6th inning. Again, Sorrell, outstanding job pitching for Round County. Gave up the 4 hits. Struck out 6. And I think Roy said he walked 1. I hadn't jotted that down here, but strong effort by the Round County right-hander, and equally a strong effort for the right-hander Braden Rusas of the Bath County Wildcats. And again, these teams will do the same thing tomorrow around 5:30 or 6 at the new Round County baseball field. And also tomorrow, right behind where we are now, there'll be the 2A championship Section 6 championship game for softball between Round County and Bath County.
Where does that winner go, Randy?
Is it goes to Owensboro.
Owensboro, yeah. Okay.
Plays at the Jack Fisher Park with the 4 fields and all like that. They get to play a double elimination. Baseball is just a single elimination in this. All right, that's the totals. We'll get Coach Armitage up here shortly. We'll take another 2-minute break here on WKCA.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But what? The new Michelin Defender 2-tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So, goodbye to short-lived, and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Back here in Owensville, Brown County defeats Bath County 6-1, and our post-game honors from Roy Wright.
All right, thanks, Randy. Ira Kilburn, final verdict. You know, I said pitcher has to throw strikes. You got to make plays behind him. And you would say successful other than probably in that sixth inning. We kind of kicked it around a little bit. They didn't really hit Braden that hard that inning, but they had him well-placed, a couple infield singles, and then Bath made an error or two. Our defensive player of the game, Total Construction, Brock Donahue. Brock had several plays, two outstanding plays, and was flawless in the field. The one play where he dived between first and second, came up with the ball, made a good strong throw to first, and then the ball that was a blooper hit over his head at second base when he went all the way into right field to make the play. So Brock Donahue, outstanding plays there. Offensive play, or player of the game, Bath County has one run. Jay Smith has the single and the RBI. Bath only had four hits, so Jay Smith with that.
He hit the ball on the nose twice, a fly ball to center field and a fly ball to left field other than that.
And the Elite Construction Dig Deep Award, I'm going to give it to Braden Roosis. He pitched well enough to win. You know, somebody will see the score 6-1. It was actually a closer game than that. Probably should have been 2-1 final score if Bath makes some plays behind him in that inning. So Braden Roosis, the Dig Deep Elite Construction Award. So there's your awards there. All in all, Randy, a pretty well-played game, other than Bath had a couple boo-boos in that sixth inning.
Well, I'm pretty sure for Round County tomorrow night, it'll be J.A. Ingles on the bump. And I don't know, I guess you got to, you know, Braden Crouch, Carpenter, got to, you know, we can ask the coach about that. He's got some.
I think one of those two. I think one of those two will start. He'll use Donahue and in relief if he needs it. Brock's more of a one or two inning guy at the end of the game. But Carpenter's had some good appearances this year for him, as well as Crouch has. And I'm not sure who coach will go with, but either one is capable of getting a win.
Well, for Bath County, they will play tomorrow night at Brown County. We've mentioned that several times, and that'll be a game that, you know, they need to win in order to get back even on the seeding as things go.
Right.
And then Thursday, the Wildcats will be at Paris. That's a 5:30 game listed at Paris. And then on Friday, they are away at Augusta up on the river. And, of course, hey, I hate to say these things because, for sure, there's a chance of rain later in the week. And it's going to get back cool again. This is weather in Kentucky.
Yeah, Coach Armitage joined us now.
He snuck up here.
Yeah.
I'll let Roy ask the first question there.
Just your thoughts on the game. Braden pitched well enough to win. You know, we had a couple boo-boos in that sixth inning, but, you know, we just couldn't get enough hits. And, you know, it's a good game. I enjoyed the game. Just that one inning kind of put us behind the eight ball.
You've calmed down a lot in your old age to call them boo-boos. We had an inning there that we sort of came apart, and you know, I was telling Braden, the one plan we had for this ball game from the very beginning with him was to pitch to contact. He's a guy that throws 100 pitches, 105 pitches. You know, he throws a lot of pitches, and if you've taken in several of our broadcasts over the years, the first couple innings, you know, he'll always, in the past, he's been at 37 pitches after an inning, you know, or 57 pitches after two innings.
And his control, his control was better tonight overall.
Listen, his control this year has been great. So he's pitching to more contact, and I tell him, I said, we cannot change it tonight. These guys can hit. They're good players. You know, they're as advertised. But if we can make them hit our pitch, you get ahead early in the count, we're going to make plays behind you. And that is, you know, that's, for the most part, the first four or five innings we did. And then we had that come apart inning where, you know, we have four errors there that just, you cannot commit those and win a ball game. And, you know, we can go out there, we can kick and scream, we can throw chairs and ball bats and whatever, but it's not going to make us make those plays. That's something that's got to be on those guys. to come up with the ball and make the plays. And most of the time we came up with the baseball and didn't make the throws. So, yes, we'd love to have those back. But at the end of the day, we had to kick and scramble to get a run. And, you know, that's a credit to Wilburn. Well, he doesn't have a lot of velocity, but he moves the ball around and throws strikes. And we just have trouble getting guys in.
Well, both those pitchers at the end of four innings were in the mid-50s in pitches, and both one threw, 37 strikeouts and the other one 41.
Probably 85% strikes out of both of them.
I told Scotty that I almost made up for the bus being late. Those first four innings lasted about 47 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the game sort of slowed down there.
Again.
But hey, we want to compete, and that's, you know, that's what I preach this whole week. Our game plan was to compete and be there in the end. And if we don't have that come apart in that sixth inning, we got a 2-1 ball game. And I want this to be a 2-1 ball game with us with that final set of bats. And we just didn't have it tonight. And, you know, we can second guess ourselves or whatever, but we got to turn right back around and play tomorrow. And I know Coach Collins is thinking that same thing. You know, we're thinking pitching. We're thinking relief pitching. You know, you're just – when you play this two-game series, and I know that – these are both games that we feel like we both can win and both need to win. And this is what makes district play fun. I love playing the back-to-back. I did not enjoy the playing you now and playing you 3 weeks from now and seeing the same arm again.
I did.
AJ Hacker again.
I did like it.
AJ Hacker again. Cable again.
Cable.
we live that movie, Cable.
One year, I think he pitched in all six of the seeded games. They were spread, you spread them apart. But
We faced AJ Hacker six times in 2 years. And I'm sure Round County faced Cable Wright nine times in three. But the rules changed, and this way you get to explore the other team's roster for sure. But to take nothing away from Round County, I thought that, of course, Coach Collins would like to have some more key hits there. And, you know, we were in that same boat. We got some guys on, just couldn't get them in. Got them around, and it was our problem against Estill County in that 2A. We hit the ball fairly well, but we just did not get them in. And it's part of baseball. We got to do it.
But talk about that play where the umpires got together and reversed the call. We were trying to explain what happened, but you were down there, so what did happen?
Don't bait me here. Okay, ground ball to the infielder. He throws first base. I thought it was bang bang. I thought they could have missed it and got it wrong, and it should have been Round County's favor. But the guy calls him safe.
Yeah. But he got, did they hit or just avoid one another? Why did he go to the ground, that umpire?
No, that I don't know. He said he got his cleat caught in the, or shot out there. But nonetheless.
Well, if he hadn't signaled safe, if he'd have just killed it and pointed at the umpire.
He signaled safe, and then the problem I had, and I'm not one, if you know me, I'm not one that's out there arguing calls won't do it. Unless I'm sure that I've got a good claim. But he goes to me and looks over at me and says, "Coach, I may have messed that up." And so he goes to the home plate umpire, and the home plate umpire says, "Well, I didn't have a good look at it. It looked bang bang to me." Now you see why I'm
that made it worse.
You see why my tongue is like part of it's missing.
Yeah.
Okay. Then he says, "Coach, I'm gonna reverse it. I missed it, and I'm sorry." And that's where we left that.
Okay.
So now you see the confusion. I'm not upset about it. It didn't cost us a ball game.
No, it didn't.
I'm not complaining about it because I don't want to complain, but that's exactly what happened. So I appreciate his honesty. Anybody that grew up with Rob Withrow in their Little League system, when Rob would miss one, he would always tell you, "Pat, I missed that one, buddy. I'm going to flip it here." We flipped it. It usually didn't happen here, but it happened. And the guy, he felt like he wanted to get the call right. And I'm never going to have a problem with getting a car. But it was just the process of getting there. It was a little bit off. And it was very confusing, I'm sure, to the fans. And I'm sure you guys had no clue what was going on.
Well, I'd already put down the infield single.
Yeah, right. I had too.
Well, and listen, let's take it a step further. I put a bunt on in my batter's ear. Okay? The smoke clears. I tell my batter, I'm like, "It's off, it's off, it's off." He puts a bunt down and pops it back up to the pitcher. So not only did it cost us a runner at first,
it cost us another out
because we had a miscommunication, and I'll take total blame for that. But that's how the wheels come off quick. So it could have cost us a rally there. We ended up scoring a run somehow. I think the good Lord wanted us to have one there. But hey, 6-1 ball game. We're just gonna keep battling. The difference between us now and us in the past has been we will continue to battle now, and we will fight. And that's I want our team to have fight in them, and to get down keep battling. I felt like we did that tonight.
Could be another game tomorrow night like tonight, because Brown will probably start Ingles, I would say that's for sure. And you've got a couple of right-handers you can run out there, so I expect to be another good one.
Well, we want fun, competitive baseball. We've got a schedule that started off soft, and it's getting strong really quick. And, you know, we've got these Round County games. Fleming County's competitive. We're playing Henry Clay at Moorhead. We've got Raceland. We've got Clay County. You know, we're playing some of the best teams in the state, and I want to, because I want to compete with them. We're not going to win all those games, but I just want us to be able to be comfortable. When you're 0-0 with Round County in the fifth inning, I want us to have the wherewithal to come through and win that ball game. Right. And that's not going to happen unless we're playing in games like this and getting that experience. Guys, thank you all.
All right.
Jeff? Yeah. We had a good time. We've done, a couple of three games, maybe just two. I can't remember.
I won't say three.
I think we've done three games together, and I don't know that we're professionals by any stretch, but we have a good time.
Listen, I always enjoy baseball on the radio because of that extra time you got.
Mm-hmm.
That downtime between pitches, between innings, because you can say
tell a story or two.
You can, and that's...
We can talk about all the great baseball guys out of Moorhead. We can talk about somebody hitting ninth in the lineup, you know, and whatever, like, and getting out on front foot or whatever like that.
That's right.
That's always
good. Me up here.
Oh,
you know,
hey,
have a safe trip.
This is what I was looking forward to. I don't think even when I was here, I don't know if we ever got to be part of this interview the last time we did that.
Well, I'm much appreciative.
Where's your little buddy? Is he gone home?
He is on the jungle gym. And he came to me a minute ago wanting $5, like all kids do. And like all spoiled children, I give him $5.
Hi, you're such a good dad.
Well, I'm going to tell one story real quick, and we'll get off here. Okay. Cable figured out how to run the tab at the concession stand when I was coaching. I'd get after the game and said, $12.75. He said, what?
Well, they got to listen to Jeff tomorrow night. And I don't know whether my right-hand man's going to be with me up in Moorhead, so we may get Roy back in there again tomorrow night. But Jeff will be over here talking.
It should be a talking. Good ball game, too.
What's that?
I said it should be a good ball game, too.
Oh, great. I promise you, that'll be a great game. I don't know anything about Bath County's pitching, but Trinity Lambert started off a little slow, and now she's been throwing lately like she did in the state tournament down there, so that should be good. I mean, Bath County's strong. I mean, they are really good. I just don't know anything about their pitching. I expect it to be a great game.
Should be a good one.
Yep. All right.
Guys, thank you all.
All right.
Thanks.
Good luck the rest of your year.
Brown County Coach Patrick Armitage, and that's going to wrap it up. We've already gone through all the honors. We've gone through the totals. We tell you tomorrow night we're going to have the same game again up in Moorhead, and it's going to be on WIVY 96.3. And you certainly, Brown County and Bath County fans, you got to pay attention to your softball teams tomorrow night too. That should be a great game. Kenny Williams and Brown County, he's got a vet. We got a veteran there for Bath County, and the new coach for Brown County.
It's been the other way around for a long time.
It has. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to leave it at that. Appreciate Hannah Chandler on studio controls tonight. Thanks to all the folks from Coach Scott Collins' squad, Patrick Armitage's team. Really enjoy working with Roy. We've crossed a lot of paths in baseball through the years, and that makes it nice.
It was fun. We've been good friends for a long time, and you're easy to work with, Randy. Thank you.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Final score once again, Round County 6, Bath County 1. Until next time, it's Randy Stacy for Roy Wright. So long, everybody.
You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Howe Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. More real country music is headed your way on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.
Networking.